Okay, so welcoming refugees from Ukraine, Trevor Felde, Muriel.
Well, I was just hoping to, by attending this meeting, to hear what the people had views on this or anything they wished to say. There was a fairly big meeting a week past Monday. I don't know if anyone else here was at it, where the plans were laid out and we were brought up to date with how many people have been matched, how many people have offered accommodation, and I got involved in helping to create a welcome pack. And we have another meeting tomorrow afternoon. So really, I just wanted to hear if there was, if anybody had any views or thoughts on the subject, so I could feed those in.
I'll get Gordon Layton here to say, do you got a partial idea of what's going on at the moment, Gordon?
Yeah, Victor, Muriel, I was at a meeting today. Basically, we weren't discussing fundraising or anything today. We were just looking at the situation with the sponsors and with the refugees arriving here in Highland Persia. Now, as you all know, at the moment, there's none. And there's reasons for that. I think the Home Office is needing pressure somehow. We discussed whether we do something like for the similar to the orphans. I believe the BBC and STV are coming up tomorrow. We are going to start applying a wee bit of pressure, and I think this has got to be done firstly in the Scottish Government and then at Westminster. It's very slow. Is diabolical, actually. And one of the things I found out today, for your information, is, and I think it can go out there because we're quite open about everything we do, and that is that the process of getting the visas is dead slow. It's that slow, in fact, that some of the refugees who are coming to sponsors in Highland Persia this week have... they're going to lose their temporary accommodation in Poland. And this is quite shocking as well, but Poland's under a lot of pressure, as you all know, with the millions of refugees that are there. And I think that this country should start getting people in. It's ludicrous what's going on in the backgrounds here. And there's also other things that's happening. We're trying to help them. We've got flights that we can use. The sponsorship's growing, the GoFundMe page has started, SSE Griffin and Kaliaka Community Fund have sponsored us with a grant of £27,500. We've not used any monies yet, we can't, we don't know what's happening, but we're going to support two of the young families that are going to lose their accommodation in Poland, and we're looking at doing an air... believe it or not, an Airbnb in Poland to give them that accommodation for a further week in the hope that we get these visas processed. But other than that, all I can really say is there's a... I haven't been to the meeting last week due to the lurgy. I'm sorry I missed that one. But I will say there's a tremendous team there in the Highland Persia Welcomes Ukraine. And a bank account has been opened today, rushed through with the Bank of Scotland for us. They've been tremendous. So thanks to them as well. So we can get these funds all in place and hopefully secure some of the families soon.
Thank you, Gordon. Back to you, Muriel.
Just to say that I heard today that the first of the refugees coming to Aberfeldy has got their visa. So hopefully that's the beginning of what the time, others.
What time is that, Muriel? And who was it? Do you know?
It's Tetiana, who's going to be staying with Linda Cracknell.
Right, got perfect. Good.
Thank you, Muriel.
Thank you.
So two specific things here. I see on Facebook that the BBC are sending a camera up tomorrow. And people are being asked if they can appear in the square at 6 o'clock. So the idea is just to show to demonstrate that Aberfeldy is supporting this initiative. And it would be good to get a good turnout of people for that. So 6 o'clock tomorrow in the town square. The other thing, just from the community council point of view, I had agreed in principle that they could use our bank account if necessary, but you've now got a specific bank account. So that's good. We're pleased to hear that.
Victor, that was a very generous offer, but I think we found out that most things would have to be paid by cheque and stuff. But if we've got to go and buy flights quickly, it's good. Or the staff packs that Muriel's kindly put a lot of time into as well, all this kind of thing. We actually need access to move it quicker to purchase things.
Yeah. Okay, good. It probably suits us not to be that closely involved at this stage, but obviously we're supportive in other ways.
Absolutely.
Is there any other comments?
Victor, would the Community Council perhaps provide a letter showing their support?
We can do if that's necessary. I'll leave that up to you. Can maybe relay that message, Gordon, if you think that's useful.
Just thinking that thing you were saying about statutory body, and if they're doing funding in that, it might be a good thing to have. You never know.
Yeah, that'd be a great idea. Thank you.
Okay, we'll do that. But I'm just wary of time here, so if there's nothing else on that, we'll move on.
Just to say, Gordon, the Festive Committee thrift shop is doing the raffle and the tombola and the whiskey for Ukraine. And we're hoping to get enough to buy one of the starter packs. I spoke to Julie today.
Terrific.
So, even if I get one, if I help.
Well, we actually got an envelope delivered to us today with a young girl's wages in it. She's
brilliant.
That she did last week. So, great gestures from everyone locally, and everybody supports this. I don't know anyone that doesn't support it, but we'll do our best, and with the support of the community, we'll do it. It's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.